We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Oh man.
This place is crazy.
Day, huh? I'm gonna fatten all that shit around your eyes.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They waiting for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make the judgment of who was gonna be on the donkey of the day. They chose you.
Yes. It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Well, donkey of the day for Friday, January 20th goes to a 47-year-old Massachusetts man named Brian Walsh. Now, if you don't know who Brian Walsh is, he's the husband of a Massachusetts woman who disappeared around New Year's Day. That young lady's name was Anna Walsh. Do you want to know why that young lady disappeared? She disappeared because Brian Walsh killed her. I still gotta say allegedly. Didn't just kill her allegedly, but dismembered and discarded her remains. Yes, he's accused of assaulting and beating his wife with the intent to murder, and he's charged with moving her body and remains. He pleaded not guilty to the charges. Now, I understand the legal system and every single person, every single person on the planet has this theory. We got to have due process, right? Everybody deserves due process. But sometimes, just sometimes, we don't need to waste taxpayers' dollars with court cases and stuff, because every now and then, like in a case like this one, we don't got to do all the pomp and circumstance. Whatever they say Brian did, he did it. Okay, so you can learn a lot from a person's internet browser history. For example, on December 27th, Brian made an internet search for what's the best state to divorce for a man. Clearly, if his wife saw that, she would be upset, because it's obvious Brian was searching for how to get a divorce, okay? Unless, of course, he was searching for a friend who didn't have Wi-Fi. That would be the lie one would tell if their wife ever caught them searching anything about divorcing. But that's not all Brian was searching. The other things Brian was searching is the reason he's going to be found guilty on all counts of everything he's charged with, guaranteed. Well, what else was he searching for, Uncle Charlotte? Let's go to CBS Boston for the report, please.
Brian Walsh told police he hadn't seen or spoken to his wife, Anna, since the early morning hours of New Year's Day. Investigators now believe that's exactly when he killed her, then used his son's iPad to research online how to get away with it. Early searches around 5 a.m. included how long before a body starts to smell, how to stop a body from decomposing, can you throw away body parts, can baking soda mask or make a body smell good, how long can someone be missing before inheritance. Anna Walsh's body has not been found. Prosecutors say Brian Walsh was seen heaving trash bags into dumpsters that have already been incinerated. The state crime lab detected DNA from both Brian and Anna in those bloody trash bags that were recovered. Police found blood in Brian's car and tracked the husband's errands, buying cleanup supplies and new rugs.
I don't claim to be the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but if there is indeed a human who has been murdered and dismembered, and the number one suspect in this murder has a search history that consists of 10 ways to dispose of a dead body if you really need to. By the way, when would you not need to? Don't we always dispose of dead bodies? Nobody just leaves dead bodies lying around the house, do they? And how to stop a body from decomposing? If the number one suspect in a murder case is looking up all this stuff, I think it's safe to say he's guilty. Okay, not to mention investigators found the couple's DNA along with a COVID vaccination card for Anna and a hacksaw and cutting shears and a hatchet and a trash bag, you know, that was disposed of in a dumpster near Brian's mother's house. This is an open and shut case, all right? Open and shut case. The couple's DNA was identified on the slippers and the suit that they found in trash bags. They found blood in the basement, a damaged knife with blood on it. The saddest part about this whole situation is that Anna Walsh's body has not been found, which means that majority of the stuff he searched on Google clearly worked. So I ask a question. Shouldn't Google be held as an accomplice, or whoever is creating these pages where people can have this kind of information that is causing people to potentially get away with crimes? Don't you think?
No.
You don't think so?
That opens up a slippery slope. Mm-hmm. You know, like you're getting into dangerous territory there. Similar to the RICO cases, you know, when you start taking people's rap lyrics and it's like, if I'm searching something, you don't know why I'm searching something. Maybe I'm, you know, as a journalist, I search for a lot of things just to get information. Things that you search for. I mean, imagine if somebody could go through your entire search history and then not only hold you accountable for that, but hold the search engine itself accountable for that. I think that's a dangerous territory.
But should you be allowed to tell people how to potentially get away with crimes?
And that was Tiffany
Cross
speaking, by the way.
Should you be allowed to tell people
How to potentially get away with crimes?
I see why you say that's dangerous. Like, that's understandable. So maybe we should be looking at just the same thing that happens when someone goes on a mass shooting spree. Mm-hmm. And now the media is much more diligent about reporting about it, how they're reporting about it, so it doesn't encourage a copycat. Mm-hmm. I hear your point, but I think we do have to be careful about a slippery slope.
Word. Well, please give Brian Walsh. Let Remy Ma give Brian Walsh the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.